This is the KBNF Regional News for the Western Slope. Good morning, I'm Patricia Naft. Of the $70 million in new tax revenue the state of Colorado expects to bring in from the retail marijuana sales, about $40 million is earmarked for public schools. And the Watch newspaper is reporting that some of the money could end up in Montrose County schools, even though the recreational pot industry is banned there. That's because pot tax revenues aren't given straight back to the communities from where they come. Rather, the money is funneled into a statewide pool of grants that come that school districts can apply for individually. According to The Watch, the school district in Telluride, where some of that state's first legal pot shops opened this month, won't likely see any of that money. Telluride usually doesn't need any state funding and is well-funded enough by local taxes. The Montrose-Olathe School District, meanwhile, could use that money. The district has already applied for some state tax grants that would be funded in part by retail marijuana sales, namely to help the district rebuild its middle school and to make some repairs to an elementary school and the Montrose High School. Montrose City Council Carol McDermott told The Watch that all communities in the state should benefit from the new tax revenue, even if they aren't allowing retail marijuana sales. Colorado has formally launched its campaign to put in a bid to host the 2016 Republican National Convention. Republican leaders announced this to members of the host committee late last week. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Be stiff. State Party Chairman Ryan Call says a number of cities are vying to host the RNC, including Phoenix, Kansas City, and Las Vegas, to name a few. But Call thinks Colorado has a leg up because it successfully hosted the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
This is not an issue of Republican versus Democrat. It's really an opportunity to showcase Colorado and make the issues that are important to our state and to the West front and center in a very dynamic presidential election year.
Applications are due the end of February. The Republican National Committee will narrow down a list of finalists over the summer. Call says Colorado will need to raise about $50 million. Former Republican Congressman Bob Beaupre will chair the host committee.
We know we've got a world-class event space and an opportunity, and again, we've demonstrated that. We don't just have to make the case. We can say, look what we did.
Colorado is a battleground state, and Democrats picked Denver to host their national convention to try and make electoral gains in the Rocky Mountain West. The state Republican chairman wouldn't say how national political strategy would factor into the latest bid. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Crested Butte native Aaron Blanc is headed to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia next month. The 17-year-old has been chosen for the first ever U.S. Olympic free skiing team. He'll be skiing the halfpipe at the Olympics on Tuesday, February 18th. Blanc debuted at the Winter X Games in Aspen last year and recently attended the Vail Ski and Snowboard Academy. He recently told ESPN he's confident the U.S. team could take all three top spots in Sochi, saying, quote, we're all coming in to win. And in other Olympic news, famed Telluride skier Gus Kenworthy has been selected for the first ever U.S. slopestyle ski team. The Watch newspaper reports Kenworthy is the first Telluride-trained winter athlete to win a spot on an Olympic team. Kenworthy described the news as a dream come true and thanked the Telluride community for its support over the years. Red Mountain Pass, south of Ouray, is still closed as crews continue clearing and stabilizing boulders after rock slides plagued the road last week. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's still too soon to say when the road might be reopened, but that they should have a better idea after crews finish working today. Late last year, the Department of the Interior made permanent a 2% administrative fee charged to states that receive federal oil and gas royalties. In Colorado, that could mean up to a $3 million loss in annual funds. Congressman Scott Tipton introduced a bill to counter that fee last May and hopes to see it through to a presidential signature this year. KDNK's Amy Hayden Marsh recently spoke with the congressman about the federal oil and gas leasing program and his take on energy production in the West.
Why doesn't the Department of Interior charge more for royalties, onshore royalties, instead of making states pay a 2% administrative fee?
Well, actually, the royalty is collected in total, meaning a flat fee is there, and the states receive, and this is for development of resources on federal land. 50% of the royalty is returned to the state, and then an additional 2% is being taken off of the state's 50% as an administrative fee. And so it's an unnecessary expense that the federal government is charging. The producers can certainly cut a check directly to the state rather than sending it to the federal government for them to reissue a check back to the state. So effectively, the state under this legislation would receive its full 50% of the royalty.
The Department of the Interior currently does not have the authority to raise the royalties on for onshore drilling. They've raised them for offshore drilling, but they don't have the authority to do that yet. I'm wondering if you could weigh in on that, whether DOI should increase the amount they charge for onshore royalties.
I think they actually have a better second option, and that's part of the process that they are going through in some of the approvals. We want to make sure that it's done right, environmentally sound, appropriate for the given areas where resources need to be developed and should be developed. And they can increase revenues and actually increase jobs rather than just increasing a tax rate on current production. And I think that's a more viable option. When you go through the 3rd Congressional District, our two largest communities right now, Grand Junction and Mace County, Pueblo County, all have effectively, in terms of a real unemployment rate, better than double digit. And increasing tax rates, we can see, actually have a negative impact on job creation. I think we have an opportunity to be able to create multiple wins working with the Department of Interior in terms of appropriately approving some of the development of these resources to be able to create jobs and to be able to create American energy security. And it'll have the added benefit for Department of Interior and for the federal government in terms of increased royalty revenue.
Okay, so I guess what I'm hearing, Congressman Tipton, is that you're more in favor of increasing drilling or increasing oil and gas development as opposed to just increasing the royalties.
You know, I've introduced legislation. It's called Planning for America's Energy Future Act, and it's not always just drilling. My legislation calls for all of the above, and we enumerate in the legislation wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric, oil, gas, oil, shale, minerals, literally all of the above without eliminating any environmental requirements. It's important for this country, in my estimation, to be able to get energy security for our country. I'm talking to a lot of senior citizens and young families that are effectively on fixed incomes because of the slow economy in the 3rd Congressional District that haven't been able to get raises. And we need to get the economy moving to be able to create affordable energy and sustainable energy for our country rather than relying on foreign imports coming into our nation. This is a real win for the United States, for job creation. And if you want to be able to create revenues for the federal government, let's get people back to work.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time, Congressman Tipton.
Hey, thanks, Amy. Appreciate it, and have a good day.
Stay tuned for the Tuesday Morning Music Mix with Father Elk. For KVNF Regional News, I'm Patricia Naft.